This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At the hour, this is the Good Day Health Watch, Good Day Health Show, the Health Insider, if you will, focusing on healthy living with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Joins us every week. This is one of the most popular features on any of the programs that I do. A lot of people listening every week and every weekend to our discussion of the medical issues of the day, the things that have been researched, what Ken gleans out of reading the reports from the various journals of medicine. That makes that's sort of the syllabus of our conversation. I don't want it to sound professorial, but a lot of people who listen carefully find something of interest in almost every week, because there is something of general interest. There's something always going on in your heart with cancer, or things that you ought to do that'll keep you from getting things like Alzheimer's. So let's get to it. Couple of you pretty regularly focus in with some of these tests. The journals are always looking these days at e-cigarettes and what happens, because you're a cardiologist, Ken. Ken's clinic is Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. So he's, with the increased interest, trying to figure out what the latest influences are on your cardiovascular health. So what is the latest from the e-cigarette department?
Well, let's break some common beliefs here. E-cigarettes, they're largely considered safer than traditional cigarettes. But at
who
least
says that? Who says that?
Well, hang around some millennials. But this new study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week suggests use of the devices as well as the flavors, regardless of nicotine content, may pose a new risk for heart disease. It appears that e-cigarettes, Doug, injure and destroy the interior lining of blood vessels called the endothelium. This leads to plaque formation in the arteries and the inability to form new vascular tubes. E-cigarettes are not a safe alternative to traditional cigarettes. They can increase your risk for heart attacks, strokes, depression, and seizures.
Wow. Why would anybody be using these things? Well, kids don't listen to this stuff. They think they'll live forever and they're indestructible, so it's not going to hurt me. So now, on the heels of that, something else, youngsters, but people of all ages have been using e-cigarettes. They're also using energy drinks. We were talking about this off the air. Kara and Victoria and the other participants with me in the DJV show wondering why anybody would drink things like Monster Mash or whatever the hell it's called, Red Bull. These drinks taste awful, and worse than that, they give you business as a cardiologist.
They sure do. There's more evidence that energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster, Doug, are not risk-free. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. These energy drinks may boost blood pressure and the odds of dangerous electrical problems in the heart. So what are these electrical problems? Well, the time it takes the heart to prepare to generate the next beat, not to get in the weeds, but it's called the QT interval. If the interval is too short or too long, it can cause potentially life-threatening heart rhythm problems. And caffeine does not appear to be the culprit here. Besides caffeine, energy drinks often contain taurine, which is an amino acid, glucuronolactone, found in plants and connective tissues, and B vitamins. But people with underlying congenital or acquired long QT syndrome or high blood pressure, they should definitely limit or stay away from consuming these energy drinks.
What's long QT syndrome?
There are people who are born genetically with a prolonged period of time where it takes for the heart to recharge. We're all born with a spark, and it goes off 2 billion with a B times after about 70 years. Yeah. You know, you count your pulse, this is started with a spark. And it takes, once it fires, the heart then takes a recharge time to recycle and to spark again. And this time that it takes for the heart to recharge is called the QT interval. And there are people, due to genetic abnormalities, who are born with just a prolonged recycling time, prolonged QT interval. And these prolonged intervals are associated with so-called sudden cardiac death, where the heart just starts beating very rapidly, suddenly, and it can't pump blood effectively, and you just fall, collapse, and die. So you don't want to have a long QT interval. There are drugs that do this, and when we see this on your electrocardiogram, because it's very easy to measure on a routine electrocardiogram, if you prolongation of your recycling time, your QT interval, there are things we can do that will help lower the risk of this sudden cardiac death.
Going back to the contents of these energy beverages, they're about the same as a steep roast of really juiced up coffee. You got to drink a lot of it. Boy, this stuff, I'm looking into the background here. The blood pressure issues that come, and the faster you drink it, I think you said that, the more it takes its toll.
Yes, and the interesting thing is usually you can take 400 milligrams of caffeine in a day without doing harm to yourself. I mean, I'm not recommending that for everybody, but that's usually the upper limit for most people. Some people are sensitive at lower, even much lower levels. But when they did this study, they even gave an energy drink less than 400 milligrams, and they still saw prolongation of the QT interval, and therefore the conclusion was that it's something other than just the caffeine.
You got to be whacked to drink this crap. And you know what? The global energy drink market this year will be $61 billion with
wow.
a B
wow.
dollars.
I've never had one. I must concede, in full disclosure.
I've
never had one.
When I was driving to Florida, I had one because I was really sleepy and it was only like 6 or 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And I will never have one again. I couldn't sleep. It made me a zombie.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I think that's what the stuff does.
Were you able to drive better with it or worse?
I was alert.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's better. It's better to be alert when you're driving, but the rest of my body felt, oof, awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Well, you're not a big caffeine person anyway, right?
I'm not. I never have had a cup of coffee in my life.
So you're going to be very sensitive.
Yeah, that could be
it. Because you do develop tolerance to caffeine, and if you don't have any of it, then it's going to affect you even bolder. So, you guys.
All right. In a moment, we're going to link Roundup, the weed killer, to something very bad in your body. This is another one of my... I'm always very happy to tell stories that denigrate Roundup and Monsanto. Meanwhile, I want to help you out. Those of you who don't have white teeth but would like to have white teeth, why would you want to have white teeth? Great for dating, great for jobs. It's just you feel better about yourself. Look in the mirror and see a nice white smile, right? Think about it. If you have ugly yellow teeth and you've tried but you haven't been successful, I'm going to put you on the road to success when it comes to whitening your teeth with Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. And then every 5, 6, 7 days, you repeat the treatment, and your teeth get that much whiter. Doesn't make any difference whether it's your natural teeth, caps, crowns, veneers. It lifts the stains off. It doesn't lift the reason it works on crowns and veneers and stuff where others don't is because the formula is aimed at lifting the stains off of the product, the enamel or the coating on the cap, that sort of thing. Whiter teeth make you look younger, feel younger. It's great for PR reasons, and you feel better about yourself. Let's remove those stains. They're not covering them up. They are removing them from your enamel, not removing the enamel either. Whiter teeth, longer period of time. Save yourself hundreds of bucks. Buy it now by calling 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Calling that number will allow you to buy at half the retail price. Yep, half what you would pay in other circumstances by calling 800-208-1797. Let's get on the ball. Let's get our teeth looking as well as they can. And, you know, this, when you remove the stains that are caused by tobacco, coffee, and tea, it doesn't mean you have to stop all of those things. This means it is sort of keeping up and making your teeth look better. 800-208-1797. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-671-3158 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-671-3158 now. Again, 800-671-3158. That's 800-671-3158.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. This latest study on Roundup, man, this so infuriates me that these bums can get away with what they get away with in terms of advertising, buying up politicians. So what's the connection between Roundup and liver damage, Ken?
I had a feeling you would like this story, so it was hard
for me. I don't like it, but it's important to tell the story because
exactly.
People are still in denial because these guys spend so much money advertising and they keep denying that their crap kills people.
Well, this is part of what you've been advocating for a long time, finally getting out. This is actually published in the Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology Journal. Hepatology is a big word we say for the liver in medicine. And it came out this month. And the news is that the popular weed killer Roundup might be linked to liver disease. A group of patients suffering from liver disease, they have elevated urine levels of glyphosate. This is the primary wheat-killing ingredient in Roundup. The more glyphosate in the urine, the worse a person's liver health in this study. Most of a person's exposure to the chemical is likely due to diet. The best way to protect yourself would be to adopt an organic diet, eating only foods that have not been grown with herbicides or pesticides.
Yep, right. Organic food, organic fruits, vegetables, most anything you can find if you look for it. Most of the good grocery stores now have organic food. Not the biggest section in the store. You know what the biggest section in the grocery stores, food stores are today? You know what it is? What aisle gets more traffic and makes more money?
Pharmacy?
Nope. The soft drink aisle.
Soft drink, okay.
Soft drinks. Yep, Coca-Cola.
This time of year.
Pepsi-Cola, all of those things. The profit margins are huge, and you're killing yourself drinking that stuff. All right, we're moving on. It's 21 after the hour. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Dr. Ken Kornhaus, cardiologist based at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. For those of you close by, Ken's number there is 352-735-1400 for an appointment to get your cardiological wrap-up, figure out what's going on with your circulatory health, et cetera, et cetera. He offers ECP treatment. He's just the all-around cardiologist that everybody wants to know. I love going to see him and getting the treatment, the full treatment. You can get it as well, and he'll spend time with you. So no matter where you are in the country, this is probably good advice. 352-735-1400, but especially some of the local or southeastern folks that are listening to this program, go see Ken. All right, the next item from your bailiwick, which is the heart, the circulatory system, what happens with high LDL cholesterol? This is something that I, you know, we were just talking about my LDL. You asked me, I had another blood test, what my read was. The LDL on this read was 149, and the HDL, which is good cholesterol, is 43. They say 43 for me in this test isn't that bad. You say I need to have higher. The exercise quotient doesn't seem to agree, but LDL cholesterol, what does that do to other things besides your circulatory system, or are they related? See, I think that this, the flow of blood into your head, or lack thereof, is responsible for Alzheimer's. Am I on solid ground?
Well, I think that that's probably the common ground connection. And we got to get your LDL, lousy cholesterol, down better to guard your cognitive, your abilities to think and remember processes, according to the study. We got to get that LDL down. But here's another reason to keep your cholesterol under control. New research suggests that the LDL, or bad cholesterol, may play a role, Doug, in the development of early-onset Alzheimer's disease. No link was found between Alzheimer's and HDL good cholesterol. There was a slight association seen, however, with triglyceride levels. So bad cholesterol, LDL, appears to be one of the major players in Alzheimer's disease. And I agree with Doug. I think the common common ground? Is it its circulation? Yeah. There has been an effort with new drugs to go after these specialized plaques. They're different than the kind of plaques you see in the circulation, but these kinds of plaques that are described with Alzheimer's disease. And every new trial with every new drug that focuses just on these plaques that you see with Alzheimer's disease fails. So I think it really exactly. So
why?
Because it doesn't seem to be actually the culprit. It seems more in the cholesterol arena, the plaques that come out of cholesterol, which are very different than these kinds of plaques that you see in the brain itself.
Mm-hmm. So the triglyceride number of mine was 156. Optimum is 150.
Under 150, but that's very close. Yeah. We don't get concerned that, yeah. You know, 500 is danger, but you want it under 150, and starting when it gets to about 200, we take note, but ideally under 150, and you also have to fast 12 hours, at least 8, but good 12 hours, because fasting greatly affects the triglyceride level. So that's a fasting, 12-hour fasting under 150.
What's a apolipoprotein? Protein. Did I ask you that before?
Apoprotein. Those are fractions of the cholesterol that are a little bit more advanced for looking at your cholesterols, and some of those do have higher risk of promoting circulation, atherosclerosis, plaquing in the heart circulation in the brain, which leads to heart attack.
I don't have any plaque in my heart at all, in my arteries around my heart. I got some in my carotid arteries, but I don't have any plaque at all.
In your big vessels, that's correct.
Yeah. Huh.
But get that LDL down and keep it there.
All right, I got a new thing. I'm going to tell you about cross-crawling, a new exercise I got. You'd probably like it. After we have a few messages of import here, 28 after on Good Day Health.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Every season, the news hits of pools closing because of an outbreak of cryptosporidiosis.
That's a form of diarrhea that is contagious.
Mayo Clinic Dr. Bob Jacobson says outbreaks can happen when someone with active infection swims in a pool. Cryptosporidium spreads easily through water. People who have diarrhea should not swim or bathe with others until 2 weeks after it's resolved. And all it takes is a gulp of contaminated water for someone to get sick. Watery diarrhea, stomach ache, vomiting, loss of appetite, weight loss, and mild fever.
Depending on the severity of the illness, we have treatments that maintain your hydration.
Temporary pool closures usually take care of the problem. Dr. Jacobson says outbreaks are mostly local, and you shouldn't let them keep you out of the water. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bubbo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Barr versus Mueller. The Attorney General has some choice words for the former special counsel, William Barr, during a sit-down interview with CBS News, saying of Robert Mueller,
he could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, President Trump speaking to reporters about this very topic before heading off to Colorado to speak at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation. Here's the president.
No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
To health, longevity, feeling good, all those things are part of what we discuss here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The podcast that we have prepared every week, I'm looking back at last week's, which is out there now. They're all archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. The warning from last week's information that you're hearing, you can hear now on the podcast, is don't kiss a chicken. We discuss ways of the growing epidemic of obese seniors, what happens. It's, it becomes a pedantic story. Same story over and over again. People apparently don't listen as much. When I see the people walking in and out of your office, see how heavy they are, I think to myself, huh, how do you let yourself go down that road? Unless you just don't care. Some people think, okay, at 70, I've had it. See you later. You'll still be practicing. Well, you are. Aren't you 70 now? Well, how old are you?
No. No.
I thought you were about, what, 67, 68?
No.
Something like that. Yes, you are. 69?
No. Let's see. Right? Anyway. Several years younger than that.
You are? For some reason, I thought you were. You and I were closer in age. No.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, this doesn't bother me.
In the middle.
I look at just a BS number anyway. So, also, in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, a study about whether or not you should eat something before you go to the gym. I'd be interested to hear that. And a lot of the studies, we focus on a lot of the studies in part of the program. This one shows that mothers who breastfeed may reduce their risk of heart disease. That's important. Ken offers another reason to not smoke pot. We don't have any of that this week. Well, I'm sort of surprised. Well, I was disappointed. They don't have a pot store.
Nothing published this week about it.
Okay. Answering the question, did you know your DNA may predict your ability to get along with dogs? That's a good story. And we have news about why you ought to not kiss or snuggle with a chicken. All that and more. In the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. All right, so let's get back to matters at hand here. Looking at a story about children being picky eaters and what parents and grandparents, as far as I think, a lot of grandparents are raising children. I know I certainly love to have a meal. I'm not raising my grandson, but I like to think I'm having an influence on him. So, the way you introduce your children, think back to when your daughter Amanda was first starting to eat. How did you decide what to feed her? Did you think about, when you think back to what you gave her for breakfast or lunch or dinner, what sort of options were given to her?
Well, I tried to lead by example, and hopefully she's picked it up. But, I just think in general, our parents were much stricter with us than the current generation with the millennials.
I agree. Yeah.
We weren't given that many options. If we didn't like it, it was just eat what's on your
plate.
Eat
and be hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We as parents have been much, much easier on our kids.
Yeah. So what your child, though, eats, the outcome here, if he or she is a picky eater, the business about screwing a child up, I've noticed my children, or my daughter, and what she feels, what she feeds Miles, pretty restrictive. It's not a broad menu at all. And when he was younger, she fed him a lot of vegetables and that sort of. He likes cheese for some reason. He likes those grilled cheese sandwiches. But he has that with, he's supposed to eat for every bite of cheese that he has. He has to have broccoli or asparagus or something, which he doesn't seem to much like, but that's what he's supposed to eat. So anyway, there seems to be science that says if your children eats less than a certain number of foods, he or she is a picky eater, and that will in some way, shape, or form affect him or her as they get through life. Depending on whether it's fruits or vegetables or whatever, if your child eats a few different starches, a few different proteins, a few fruits, a few vegetables, that's a problem. Why would that be a problem? I can't imagine why. Proteins and starches, don't they all go together? Or are you supposed to keep starches away from kids?
No, well,
you're always talking about fruits being sugary, and that too much of that's not good for you.
Well, I think you just have to feed kids healthy the way you feed adults healthy. And the problem is that, kids will eat what they like, and you have to guide them right. And It just depends how many choices they have. The problem is when they go over to their friend's house and they're eating horribly and they see what all the good foods are.
Yeah.
So
right.
you as an adult, as parent, you really have to set the example. You know, it's not do as I say, not as
I do. Do as I do. Yeah, yeah.
You have to set the example. And then you can't exclude it entirely. These have to be treats. And put some balance in it and let the child know that that's how you live and you're happy with it. Hopefully they associate with other children who eat like you want your kid to eat.
Yeah. What makes them picky, though, is something that is it the influence of others? If the child hasn't had a two-year-old, for example, doesn't have a social circle, and sometimes they become picky.
I think it's how much you give into them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't starve. But you know, it's sometimes hard as a parent, for some parents, harder for other parents to just not make them happy. There's today mom's not home all day. There's guilt.
Well, there's a control factor in saying, no, I'm not going to eat that if you're 3 or 4
correct.
Years old.
Exactly.
Right. And then there's the negotiation. Well, if you want.
There's control and there's attention.
Yeah. I mean, it's more psychological, I think. And it is.
It's a lot of psychological,
but it's
a complex issue, and it's a lot how the parents just don't make it into a big deal because that's the secondary gain, all that attention.
Yeah. Well, do you know any good pediatricians, and how do they? You know, there's the business about the GAPS practitioners and what goes on in your gut, even from when you're little. It affects your development, I think. Physically and maybe emotionally, mentally.
I think diet from day one is important. So important to long-term health.
Yeah. All right. So if you're a parent, what's your advice? Make sure you get your child exposed to all kinds of different sorts of foods. If you're eating the same things yourself, again, they're going to do, as Ken said.
Just like we tell adults, close to the land. Natural and a lot of good things, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, you know, the whole realm.
Yeah, well, there are, I think, 30 basic foods.
And obviously the infants, we don't want choking on nuts, but it all has to be age-appropriate.
Yeah, there's a list of new foods you can introduce that I just sort of clicked on here for picky eaters. But, you know, I don't think you have to worry about it. If there's getting some from each of the food groups, that's it, really, more than anything else. I think today parents try to persuade their children to do this, that, or the other, rather than just say, okay, this is what you're having for dinner tonight. You don't like it, you'll be hungry. And sooner or later, does that sound like too much, tough love?
You have to let them make, you know, if they have some autonomy and they can make some decisions, and then the parents make some decisions, so they feel like they're part of it. And you just have to expose them to new foods in different ways and make it into something fun.
Yeah. And they also, some of the people.
And don't give up.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Don't give up. Don't give in. If your child doesn't like what you fix for dinner, don't make a separate meal for him or her. That sets a bad precedent and doesn't encourage them to give new food a chance. It's not mom's 24-hour diner.
Exactly. When you have a regular meal time, that often helps with the kid also because, you know, there's an expectation of what's coming and let's get it done.
Yep. Get your child engaged in his food and don't... You know, I think what happens is the definition of unwanted food changes depending on the age, I think, as much as anything else, and what they're exposed to with other children.
You know, if mom or dad become a short order cook, then the kid knows at any time, you know, they order something, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
And you got to not get into that habit. You know, you may feel good doing it and be the popular parent, but that is where it all starts.
Yep, exactly. Here's where it starts or maybe ends when it comes to you and joint pain. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 yet from a company on the West Coast called Sierracil? Sierracil has put together this very interesting combination of ingredients, very unique, and very focused on your joints. The reason it's called Joint Formula 14 is because it works in 14 days or your money back. Feel better in 14 days. That's their guarantee. I've felt joint pain most of my adult life. It doesn't really bother me. But it is, when you wake up in the morning, your back is stiff and sore. Yeah, it's probably something you can do, and you can, actually using Sierracil. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and order the Joint Formula 14 capsules. 1 month supply, usually $39. You can now, through the DJV code at achefree.live, get the bottle for $27.99 and free shipping. So, Sierracil. Use it for yourself. Use it for your pet. There's a Sierracil for your pet as well. I'm giving it to Daisy, and it really helps. She's had lots of issues, hip issues and stuff in her young life. This is helping tremendously. Achefree.live. That's it. Find out who is doing well with it. Look at the testimonials. Achefree, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, Achefree.live, Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. The guarantee is it works or your money back. Achefree.live.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
One of the things in the general news basket this week has been the story of a case in Oklahoma City where people, doctors being tried for prescribing opioids. What's the outcome? What do you think of that? And are people who are doctors scared?
Well, we don't yet know. This just started. The attorney general there is taking on Johnson & Johnson, one of the big manufacturers of opioids. And the attorney general there thinks that Johnson & Johnson inappropriately marketed these products to doctors and patients, and this was part of the over 4,000 deaths in Oklahoma alone in the last 10 years due to opioid overdoses. Mm-hmm. And the other manufacturers have settled in Oklahoma, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and we'll report on it. But if the doctor recommends it, my advice is don't absolutely say no. Just ask, are there any alternatives? Is this my only choice? And what's the shortest duration that I can be on this? And just have a good conversation with him and her, and then do what the doctor says.
Yep, 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Continuation of our daily focus, weekly focus on your health and well-being. It's an eternal quest that I have here in my broadcasting to bring you stories about good health, how to pursue good health. And so Dr. Ken Kronhaus is continuing in that force of that vein. 12 years, 14 years? How many years have we been doing this? I lose track.
Since about June of 07, daily, weekly, and before that, occasionally.
Yeah, all right. So there we go. And to go into yet another bit of research that Ken has done, he reads all the journals from the various medical colleges, the various disciplines, to bring you information, bring you up to date on what's kind of the latest thinking. And here's something that is, we were just talking about this off the air, something I do every day, and if you don't do it, perhaps you ought to do it, because Ken says weighing yourself will do good things. You become conscious, I guess. Part of that is being conscious, right?
I have been a big advocate of daily weighing yourself to keep your weight where it should be and to lose weight. And this is it's a controversy in medicine. There are some people who are greatly against this. And hopefully,
why?
This, well, you know, it just creates too much stress, too much tension.
What? Weight creates stress, not the losing of it.
It's hard for me to advocate that position, but there are some doctors who think you should never go near the scale. You should never weigh yourself. It's not good. It just creates tension, emotion, stress, and you just eat. But my feeling has been, and it's I've helped myself to keep my weight down and to stay at a good weight, is by weighing myself every day to prevent weight gain. And this is the news this week published in the medical journal that most people tend to gain weight every year. Mm-hmm. And there's been a debate about the benefit of weighing ourselves. Well, this new research appearing in the journal Obesity this week suggests that weighing ourselves every day could be an effective way to prevent weight gain. And the key is how to weigh yourself, because our own weight is greatly affected by so many things, especially the fluid that we take. You know, just weigh yourself with a bottle of bottled water and see how much that weighs. And also what we're wearing. So what I recommend is to obtain in the morning your dry weight. Your dry weight is your weight before you eat, before you drink anything, after you've done your bathroom responsibilities, and wearing as little clothing as you can without getting arrested. And then what I also recommend is getting a weight in the evening as you're beginning to wonder, should I continue to eat anything more? Mm-hmm. And that's how I keep my weight. I know the weight I want to go to bed at, and I know the weight, my dry weight, that I want to see in the morning. And that's how I know to adjust my calories going forward, to adjust my exercise, and it's worked so effectively for me. So I certainly agree with the results of this study released this week in the medical journal Obesity, because it certainly has worked for me over the years.
Well, I want to just to compare. When you and I first started seeing each other, we weighed about the same. And then you got on this this wildly successful exercise program, and you lost 10 pounds. And so you were 10 pounds less than me. And I think last year when I went to see you, I weighed 183 or 184, which is 10 pounds more than I ever want to weigh. And you were down to 160, whatever it was. And so there was a, and we compared. I remember walking into your office, and you came into the room where we do the all the EKG stuff, and you wanted to compare bodies, and we both laughed about it. But it is interesting to see how your mind in this circumstance can be influenced. And I do the same. I do this. I every night put myself on the scale, and when I was at 183, I thought, oh, that's it. So now I'm down to 173 dry weight in the morning, 175 or so when I go to bed, 173. But I would like to be down a couple more pounds, because I don't think it's healthy and necessary to carry any of that extra weight. But as Ken is saying to you, and I'm just reiterating here, the bottom line is that you can do yourself a lot of good by watching. Get a good scale, too. I used to have a cheap, junky scale, and it really didn't do the trick. So I went out and spent the money, bought a good electric scale, so you really know the exact number. You're not fiddling around with something that one day says one thing and the other, next day says something else. So weighing yourself could prevent weight gain. Good thoughts from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.